Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Faith is... Today we're going to look at Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith, a seemingly simple word, but as we all know, it is not as simple as it seems. How would you define the word faith? Maybe the words childlike faith enter your mind. Webster's dictionary defines faith as complete trust or confidence in someone or something without proof. Is this definition similar to your definition? While this is certainly what many people mean when they speak of faith, let's look at what the Bible teaches about faith. Hebrews 11 is considered the greatest chapter in the Bible on faith. Therefore, it's fitting that the author of Hebrews begins the chapter with a simple and concise description of faith. Hebrews 11:1 reads, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." As Christians, faith is not a blind leap. Nor is it a feeling that everything will work out just fine. Faith is so much more. Faith is a certainty of all God's promises. We all have the solid confidence that Jesus lived a perfect life, died on the cross, and was raised on the third day. We were not eyewitnesses to the crucifixion and resurrection, yet we trust that it happened and the promise of forgiveness was fulfilled. Faith also gives us the hope of things yet to come, meaning Jesus' second coming and the fulfillment of God's promises to us. The hope of eternal life in heaven is a sure thing. Faith allows us to hope with sure confidence that Jesus is preparing a room in heaven for us and one day will come again to bring us to heaven. Faith, a solid confidence in God's past and present promises. When life gets heavy and worries begin to set in, we have comfort knowing with all certainty that God is with us. We eagerly live a life rooted in faith and hope for all to see. We pray. Faith is a living power from heaven that grasps the promise God has given. A trust that cannot be overthrown, fixed heartily on Christ alone. A thought to ponder. Let's make it a goal this week to set aside 15 minutes to read Hebrews 11 and meditate more on the beautiful description of faith that this chapter gives. God bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.